This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2616, Tips to Attract What You Want in Life with the Law of Attraction by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. Do appreciate you listening every single day. It really means a lot. And we're going to get right to our next post on the Law of Attraction, a very popular topic in this realm, as we optimize your life. Tips to Attract What You Want in Life with the Law of Attraction by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com. The Law of Attraction is the ability to attract into our lives whatever we want and are focusing on. It might sound ridiculous at first, but I can personally say it has increased the joy factor in my life. The tips you're about to hear are the secret for how to attract what you want in life. Before you brush this off as woo-woo, entertain for a moment that there is something bigger than what you can see in this physical world. Abraham Hicks is my favorite source for Law of Attraction learning. I've listened to many of their recordings, read their books, and even attended a workshop in Chicago last month. They teach millions of people how to get what they want in life with the Law of Attraction. It took me a while to really get a working understanding, and I'm still working on it, but understanding the law has helped me adjust my thoughts to best serve my happiness. One of my favorite Abraham Hicks quotes is, quote, "Life is supposed to be fun," end quote. And I've taken that idea to heart. Basic concepts of the Law of Attraction. According to Abraham Hicks, focusing on something for 17 seconds attracts another similar thought. Up to 17 seconds, a thought has little attraction power. But beyond 17 seconds, the Law of Attraction will bring you more similar thoughts. As you focus on the thought beyond 17 seconds, the thought becomes stronger and more powerful. Thoughts build momentum, so if you think a thought for 17 seconds, you'll have another thought just like it, and another, and another. If you maintain a pure thought for 68 seconds, the vibration is powerful enough to bring on manifestation, meaning attracting it into your life. So taking this focusing on thought concept a step further, the next component of the Law of Attraction is that every single one of your experiences in life, good and bad, have been shaped by you, by your thoughts. This concept was easy for me to comprehend when I thought about all the good things I attracted, earned. However, it was a tough concept to fathom that I attracted the really bad things. Does that mean that someone who has a major problem attracted it to their life? Although it may have been attracted years ago, the Law of Attraction says that yes, they did attract it to their life. What I can say is that once you understand the Law of Attraction, you will know that you can take charge of your life and eliminate negativity which may have been holding you back. How do you use the Law of Attraction? As Abraham says, you don't use the Law of Attraction any more than you use the Law of Gravity. You just work within its constraints. You know if you jump off a table that you're going to go down. Nobody has ever flown up when they jump off a table. In the same way, that's how Law of Attraction works. It's consistent. Daily habits to increase positive experiences. Number one, focus on the solution. Focusing on a solution brings you positive emotion and you then attract more positive experiences that you want. Focusing on a problem brings you negative emotion and you then attract that which you do not want. There's a war against drugs. Let's flip that and focus on healthy living. We want a healthy lifestyle. Do you see how it's easier to focus on a healthy lifestyle versus focusing on things that make you unhappy? Number two, stop doing this. The first thing you can do about an unwanted thing in your life is to stop talking about it. You keep it active by talking about it. As the saying goes, argue for your limitations and they're yours. Starting right now, flip that saying so it works for you rather than against. Talk about things that are going good and stop complaining about what you don't like. Even if what you are upset about is true, it does not serve you to talk about it. Problem situations grow when you continue to rehash how horrible it is. While your negative thoughts are your focus of attention, you're missing out on moving in the direction of your desire. Number three, feel good. Law of Attraction teaches that first and foremost, you should want to feel good. So if thoughts don't feel good, take your thoughts somewhere else. Be nice to yourself. I know this sounds too easy to be true, but I challenge you to distract yourself anytime you find yourself thinking negatively. After 2 weeks of purposely reaching for better thoughts, see if you think your overall emotional being is better off. If nothing else, become aware of when you're feeling any type of negativity. If you become conscious of it, you can learn to stop it. Depending on the situation, you might distract yourself by turning the TV off, or at least the news and gloomy shows, going for a walk, thinking about the good things of a person who was annoying you, or my favorite, taking a nap. If you find yourself with a group of people who often gossip or focus on negative things, start spending time with more positive people. If you're unhappy with your job, try to stop thinking about what you don't like about it and focus on the things you do like about it. Example, it provides an income. Coworkers are nice. The hours are decent. I do a good job. I've learned a lot, etc. Or even focus on what job you really want. The best thing is that as you begin to attract good things to your life, the law naturally attracts even more good things to you. Give it a try. You just listened to the post titled Tips to Attract What You Want in Life with the Law of Attraction by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Ellen. For me, the hardest part is actually realizing you're having those negative thoughts because they'll pop in and out and you won't even realize that you're thinking like that. For me, the best way to get better at realizing you're thinking negative thoughts is to watch your thoughts. And that's basically sitting meditation. You sit down, watch your thoughts, let them go, and watch your thoughts some more and let them go. Just focus on one thing, like your breath. As the thoughts pop in, notice it, let it go, focus on the breath again. If you can do that for a couple minutes every day, you'll be much better at realizing when you're having those negative thoughts. But that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening and sticking around until the end. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.